All right, what's up, guys? I wanted to touch base. I think this is an important video to do as, a founder or anybody that has any large impact over a protocol or project in Web3, especially one that's doing things that are, trailblazing, because, it's very easy to get labeled as a guitar manufacturer if that's what you do. But if you're the first platform that's ever allowed musicians a way to monetize in Web3, then you need to teach people exactly what value that brings to them before you can even onboard them. And that's just makes sense. So, what we allow, and we often get labeled as the generative AI model project that creates songs from a sentence or two. And, we set out to do that, and we've done that better than anyone, Web2 or Web3. Really, we're the only one in Web3 that's done this, but better than even the Web2 platforms, and that's fairly objective. That tends to be consensus that, our model builds songs as well as they possibly can be. So, we did that. However, it's important to clarify that our role is to allow artists a way to monetize their work in a way in which wasn't available to them in traditional forms. So, Web3, we have this unique ability that I think we often take for granted, where we can transact with people peer-to-peer freely. We do not need the permission of these larger platforms to do this. There's no way for them to gatekeep. Okay, if I send you a transaction, it can't be stopped. It also can't be required that I pay a 3% credit card fee with, 90-day holding fee, so there's no clawbacks or chargebacks. So we have the ability to teach people and show them the superior method and the empowering way that they have to create something and get compensated in a way that's fair for it. So that's what we aim to do. Before we can onboard anybody, people need to understand why they would be onboarded. I think that's a mistake that maybe a lot of crypto projects make as well. They take for granted the fact that, what we're doing, we have a very adamant and devoted crowd. So it's easy to think, within our echo chamber that this is how everybody sees these things. But it's important to reach outside of that if we're ever going to hit escape velocity, which, of course we're going to. It's just something like this, it's an idea that's time has come. So, this is what we intend to do, whether the artist creates something digitally on platform or brings something from the analog world into the platform, whether they are managing royalties with our NFTs or, managing income with the earn tokens, whether they're creating songs with the generative model, whether they're uploading their voice for those songs using Voice Clone, whether they're separating all those aspects into the isolated stems, whatever it is that the artist is doing, we need to provide them and facilitate a way for them to be able to monetize their work. Because everybody talks about self-sovereignty, but very rarely do we hear creative sovereignty. And I think that's a very important point to make, because it's the most personal, I think, element or essence, so to speak, of a person. Creativity is kind of an embodiment of who they are. And so if that's not free, and if that's not able to be compensated in a way that is fair, then that goes malnourished. That doesn't get the attention that it deserves. And art and culture are just too important to kind of mistake as anything superfluous. We learn lessons that we could never learn from a million textbooks looking into the eyes of a painting. So art is very important, and we need to make sure that that remains something that people that are contributing in great ways to the forward advancement of art and pushing of the boundaries and doing incredible things that only artists can do, that they get compensated for that. Otherwise, you know, we're going to have a bunch of haphazard participants that, you know, really are kind of indifferent. So giving artists the ability to monetize and really see, you know, kind of the DeFi landscape in a way that probably hasn't been introduced to them, I think is going to be so revolutionary. And it's going to make, you know, we take for granted here in the space, I think, you know, how far $100 goes, for instance, you know, and I think a lot of musicians are very happy with just feeding themselves and doing what they love. So if we give them a way in which to do way beyond just, you know, sustainability or subsistence, we give them an actual way to create, you know, reinstate that sort of rock star dream that, you know, existed before it was only available to three or four people. I think that is going to do miles, not just for culture, not just for future generations, not just for art, but also for the crypto space in actually reaching outside of ourselves and speaking to people on a level that is beyond just sort of quantitative and, you know, based upon, you know, things that are empirical or, you know, kind of sterile, kind of cold numbers, you know, put whatever analogy you'd like there. But, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, we actually speak to people and the things that are important to them and things beyond just mad gains. And so if we give artists that little bit of incentive to actually have a chance at building a life for themselves and their loved ones, doing the incredible things that they would do anyway, that goes miles. So, you know, I just think it's important that, you know, we codify what our intention is as a platform. You know, it's so much more than just a model. And I know I can say that all day. And people can be, you know, earning from music that had nothing to do with the model all night. We're always going to be associated to some extent with the model. And that's awesome. That's great. You know, I love the model. I think it's really cool. And as far as inspiration and kind of collaborating with yourself and then, you know, of course, making sure that the artists are protected against royalty abuse or, you know, IP infringement, you know, that's extremely important. That the model is key to that. You know, in order for us to ensure that artists don't get skipped, everybody needs to have their own model verifiable on chain. And that's the ethical standard and the compromise that's going to be required. And, you know, so the model is, that is a non-negotiable in that equation. But I think it's important also to note the fact that, you know, you can come onto the platform with music that you've created from anywhere and have access to distribution services that would never be available to you outside of Web3. And you can build niche communities in here in a way in which would never be available with legacy sort of platforms in any way previously, even in the golden age of music creation. You know, this is a unique opportunity to build a fan base of adamant, cogent, and very engaged people and bring them to your mind share and show them what you have to create and give them a way to show their appreciation. You know, when I got started a while back in cryptocurrency, that was one of the big use cases was, you know, Dogecoin was created to be, you know, facilitate tipping on Reddit. And, you know, that when I got into that, it was just a joke and it was always kind of like a lofty ambition, these sort of micro transactions and tips that you can reward people for content. But it's now, it's at the point where the we've hit escape velocity in that regard, and we have the economic mass to fully incentivize and compensate artists to do incredible things on our platform with Web3 and introduce Web3 to a much broader base than ever would be within the walls of our, you know, hallowed echo chamber. And so, you know, as I prepare to take off to Dubai, I think it's important to get grounded and, you know, retain and reiterate and reinforce the mission of Suede AI. And that is to empower artists to monetize and have some agency in their future output, in their ability to earn. And we've done that, and I, you know, I'll scream that from the hilltops all day long. And, you know, I'll go on a bit of an X rant about, you know, how people talk about building with very little to show for it. You know, if you ever question the extent to which we've built, you can go to one of our many websites and engage and use the platform at no cost immediately. And you'll instantly see what real, I'd say, not only investment of money, of course, but more importantly, investment of one's awareness and time and attention. And so, you know, that is something that I think it's important to always keep at the forefront. That's why I think mission statements, as cliche as they can be, also provide a lot of value in steering the ship and keeping everything centered. So, yeah, we've built so much so quickly, it's easy to kind of leap past some of the really paradigm shifting, not to sound, you know, like the cliche tech bro, because I'm far from that. But, you know, when you have something that really does shift the paradigm in a way that brings the power back to people that are contributing to it, the sort of results that you can get from that positive feedback loop can be things that were completely unimaginable beforehand. So, you know, as I prepare to depart and, you know, attend all the events in Dubai and, you know, rub elbows with everybody else that's doing awesome, incredible things that are inspiring. Also, I want to, again, reiterate what it is we're doing here and why we're so much more than just an AI model. We encompass every element of a traditional record label and in ways that are allow artists to actually keep ownership, which is revolutionary on its own right, to monetize and peer-to-peer to their fans and keep ownership, but still be able to, you know, earn off of that is incredible. But we offer all of those services plus a full stack of services and suite that go way beyond anything that any label has ever offered. And a lot of that is because we are positioned in which a way that we can do that. And so important to highlight that, important to remind ourselves of that. And before I departed it, I think this was a good way to kind of just touch base with the Suede community, even though you guys hear me probably more times than you care to on a daily basis. I did want to touch base and kind of step back and do more of a, you know, 40,000 foot view of our intention and our mission and, you know, exactly where it is we direct ourselves and our attention and our efforts. So, very, very appreciative to all the incredible participants, not only teammates and not only people that have helped to build this, but also people that have seen what this was capable of well before there was much to see. So thank you for that. And I'm glad to know that we haven't let you down in that regard, or in any regard that I'm aware of. And we'll continue to ship the most incredible things and the most incredible timeframes. I pulled up our old roadmap. It was for 6 months out. I think we did it in 6 days, almost, basically. It's a little exaggerative, but, you know, we did things, you know, multi-chain composability. We did a generative model that has every element of a studio grade song. You name it, we've done it. And I also did highlight in the post that we haven't given away supply. A lot of projects, and they won't tell you this, what they do to bring on partners is they give out, you know, 4% of their supply, and that partner is sitting on that and eventually will sell, typically sooner rather than later. So we've secured all these things without a ticking time bomb in our treasury. So, you know, these partnerships and these achievements are not only incredible, they're incredible considering we've refused VC funding. We've not given out supply. You know, we've done things that have made it a lot more difficult, but ensured that our holders and our community and ourselves are protected against any sort of dilution or people that are misaligned or maligned even on our long-term vision. It's that important to us. You know, it's everything. So appreciate everybody with the patience for the last 10 minutes where I you know, went on about a lot of stuff that people probably already know, but you know, just grateful to be able to do it. And I will see everybody in Dubai, and I look forward to that. And it's an honor and it's a privilege to be able to do this. And so, yeah, I'm living my dream, and you know, I think it's important that I facilitate to the best of my ability other people to have the same opportunities. So very, very grateful to be in this position. And you know, I, in no short order, due to the everybody that's contributed, to the smallest commits to you name it, you know, very, very glad that our paths aligned and we've been able to build what we have. And we're just getting started. So appreciate everyone, and I will see you soon. All right. Have a safe night, and we'll talk later.